Government officials are forecasting a turbulent future for the nation's weather satellite program. Federal budget cuts are threatening to leave the U.S. without some critical satellites. And as NPR's John Hamilton reports, that would mean less accurate warnings about everything from tornadoes to blizzards.
Most of the weather maps you see on TV or online are created with data from government satellites. Catherine Sullivan is Deputy Administrator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She says when you hear a long-term weather forecast, it's usually based on data from special NOAA satellites that orbit over the North and South Poles.
The backbone of that forecast 2 days and beyond, any outlook 2 days and beyond, the backbone is the polar satellite system.
Sullivan says that system allows people and businesses to plan much farther ahead than they could in the past.
So, for example, the tornado outbreak late April in Alabama and Mississippi, with the numerical weather forecast guidance, with the polar satellites currently in place, we were able to give those communities 5 days heads up.
But Sullivan says that sort of precision could diminish in the next few years. One important NOAA satellite in a polar orbit will reach the end of its expected life around 2016, and its replacement has been delayed by across-the-board budget cuts. Sullivan says that means there could be more than a year when the nation is lacking a crucial eye in the sky.
If we go blind, if there actually is a gap between the last satellite and this, it certainly will erode the reliability and accuracy of our forecasts.
To find out how much, NOAA re-examined one of its great forecasting successes, the 2010 blizzard known as Snowmageddon. Jack Hayes directs the National Weather Service. He says the agency wanted to know what would happen if something like Snowmageddon arrived several years from now, when several satellites are likely to be out of commission.
We're quite surprised at the finding that we would underestimate the amount of snowfall the Eastern Seaboard had, specifically in the Washington, D.C. area, by a factor of 2, 50% less.
Hayes says budget problems aren't the only reason NOAA's next polar satellite is behind schedule. There have also been problems getting some of its cutting-edge technology finished on time. But Hayes says this sort of technology is what's made forecasting more accurate with each new generation of satellites. NASA plays an important role in building those satellites and also provides data from some of its own research satellites to NOAA. Michael Freilich, who directs the Earth Science Division at NASA, says the U.S. has come to depend on reliable forecasts.
It used to be that weather was just something that happened. None of us deal with weather that way.
Freilich says nowadays, when forecasters say it's going to rain in 3 or 4 days, we change travel plans.
When they say that it's going to be hot and sunny, people make economic decisions, companies make economic decisions, allocation of electrical resources and everything on that basis.
Freilich says airlines, utilities, local governments, and insurance companies rely heavily on the forecasting data that polar satellites provide. And Catherine Sullivan from NOAA says forecasting in the U.S. is more complicated than it is in most places.
The United States, by virtue of our size, the mountains, the oceans on three sides, we have the widest array and greatest frequency of weather phenomena and severe weather phenomena of any country on the planet.
Sullivan says NOAA wants to tweak its current budget to minimize delays to the polar satellite program. Congress will decide whether they can and what happens to next year's satellite budget. John Hamilton, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.